聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath worship.
唱一首赞美诗，第十首。
Let's sing hymn number 10.
啊，张生让我们很害怕。
And oftentimes our environment causes us to fear.
我们想帮助一个人。
And we may want to help someone.
有时候我们想帮助我们的子女。
And we want to help our children.
想帮助我们弟兄姐妹。
And to help our brethren.
想帮助我们父母亲。
And to help our parents.
可是我们无能为力啊。
But we are helpless.
看到我们所亲爱的人躺在病床上
And when we see our loved ones on the sick bed,
我们又能够帮助他们做些什么事情呢
How can we help them?
但是我们的神是全能的神
However, our God is an almighty God.
各位弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们拜对神了啊
We are worshiping the right God.
感谢主我们现在一起感谢祷告
So, let's kneel down and pray with thanksgiving.
在我小的时候、到台湾、有一位运动的健将啊，姓杨啊，叫杨传啊，杨在哈啊，杨传广。
So when I was younger in Taiwan, there was an athlete called Mr. Yang.
啊，他是叫做十项全能，十项啊，他运动十项什么都会的，跑的、跳的、掷标签、投那个什么、投铅球、掷标签，还有跳什么站位。赛跑啊，啊，跳高、跳远，什么都会的。
So he was gifted in all kinds of different sports.
所以称他为全能的运动选手，什么都会。
So they called him as the almighty athlete because he could do everything.
因此，很快的，他就变成了一个年轻人的偶像。
And very quickly, he became an idol for young people.
可是他是不是真的是全能呢
？But is he really almighty?
他只是在一方面、他可能比较好。
He may only was only better in certain areas.
但是他自己生病的时候，可能他自己也没办法。
But at the end of his life, he also would have be helpless.
万一有一个人呢、他不能够生育、请他帮忙，看看能不能生育，他也没办法帮助他。
If someone wanted to give birth and they came to him, he would not be able to help them.
但是我们的神是全能的神、他什么都会。
However, our God is almighty, and for him, everything is possible.
全能的神第一次出现、是在创世纪。
So this phrase, almighty God, appears for the first time in Genesis.
请看创世纪十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候神向他显现对他说我是全能的神你当在我面前做完全人这位神、向亚伯兰显现他自己介绍说我是全能的神
So God appeared to Abram and he introduced himself as the almighty God
这个时候呢亚伯兰是99岁
And at this time Abram was 99 years old
为什么神在这个时候向他显现说我是全能的神
So why did God appear to him at this time and said I am the almighty God
原因就是因为在25年以前呢神曾经向亚伯兰应许过
And this was because 25 years ago God had made a promise to him
也给他的国、成为大国
That his country would be a great nation
让他的祖孙、像天上星星像海边的沙那样多
And his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in heaven and the sand on the seashore
可是当时他连一个孩子都没有、
But at the time he did not have one child
他的妻子啊，撒拉也不能够生育。
And his wife Sarah was barren.
一年呢、等了一年，一年等了一年。
So he waited year after year.
神的应许还是没有消息呀、
And God's promise had not yet been fulfilled.
我们想想，在神第一次告诉他的时候，那个时候亚伯兰是75岁，他的太太是65岁。
So, when God made the promise, Abraham was 75 years old and his wife was 66.
我们假如今天的人65岁不能够生孩子吗
And people who are 65 today, they're not able to give birth.
假如能的话我们在座的很多人还有机会啊。
And there, if that was possible, then many of us sitting here would still have a chance to give birth.
能的话我也很想啊。
And if it was possible, I would
want to as well. 但是65岁没办法了。
But when you're 65, it's not possible.
就是说当时的人65岁还可以生孩子的话。
So if at that time people who were 65 years old could give birth.
可是呢过了一年又过了一年已经等到几岁啊等到快90岁了。
Yet they waited year after year till they were almost 90.
90岁更没办法。
And at the age of 90, it's even more impossible.
啊，有一次啊，我在讲台上说，这个三岁的孩子都知道九十岁的妈妈哈，九十岁的阿嬷不能够生孩子。
And I mentioned before in the pulpit that a three-year-old child can comprehend that a 90-year-old woman cannot give birth.
好，那聚完会以后，我就去问了一个三岁的孩子。女孩啊，三岁的女孩。
So, after service on that occasion, I went to ask this little three-year-old girl.
她妈妈抱着她。
And her mom was holding her.
我说 ，baby 啊，九十岁的女人能不能够生孩子
？So I said to this little girl, can a 90-year-old woman give birth?
结果三岁的孩子听不懂我这个大人的话。
So this three-year-old did not understand what I was saying.
她妈妈说：“好，我来问。”
And her mom said, "Okay, let me ask."
她 baby。哎，那 baby 就很高兴了、啊。这个从 baby 啊，你不能够说啊，女孩呀、啊，这个她听不懂。baby 哈、啊，奶奶能不能够生孩子
？So the mom
能不能够生 baby 呀、啊？ 奶奶能不能够生 baby？
So the mom said to her, "Baby, can grandma give birth to a baby?"
她马上不用想了、哦，马上摇头说 ，"No."
And she didn't even have to think about it.
不需要思想的。
She shook her head and said no.
昨天三岁的孩子都知道九十岁的老奶奶呀不能够生孩子。
So even a three-year-old girl understands that a 90-year-old woman cannot give birth.
所以我们看当时的亚伯拉罕呢，他可能已经哇，你看等到这个时候哪有办法、啊、
？So Abraham had waited to this point and he was thinking, how can it be possible?
说这个时候呢，神就向他显现。
So at this time, God appeared to him.
不要怕。
He said, "Do not fear."
我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
只要你在我做。在我面前做完全人就可以。
And as long as you walk blamelessly before me, it will be so.
亚伯拉罕他相信。
So Abraham believed.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
罗马书第四章十七节。
Romans 4 verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是叫那死人复活，是无。变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我与利宁做多国的父。十八节，他在无可指望的时候，因信能有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说的，你的后裔将要如此。十九，他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒到的生育已经断绝，他的信心呢还是不软弱。二十，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心心里得以坚固，将荣耀归给神。二十一，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。这是亚伯拉罕的信心呢。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
也就是他相信神是全能的神。
Because he believed that God was an almighty God.
当第一次神向他显现的时候，他就相信了。
And the first time that God appeared to him, even then he believed.
那二十五年以后，他将近一百岁。
And 25 years later, when he was almost 100 years old.
一百岁的人呢，就是等死的。
And at 100 years old, you're just waiting for death.
人家身体已经很虚弱了，不能够再做什么事情。
Because your body is very weak, you cannot do very much.
好像今天我们假设去那个老人院啊去参观访问。
So today, if we go to an old folks home,
一百岁的人还能不能够倒茶给你喝啊
？Can a 100-year-old elderly person pour tea for you?
很少，大概一百个人只能够找到一个一百岁的人还能够倒茶给你喝。
I think out of 100, probably only one of them is able.
其他的人不是躺在病床上
？Aren't the rest of them lying on their beds?
坐在轮椅上
？Or sitting in wheelchairs?
这么哀哼，在那里哀哼。
They are sighing.
啊，我不想活了啊，活得很辛苦啊。
They're saying I don't want to live anymore because it's so.
我很孤单啊，因为我的子女都去世了， mm-hmm. 我的孩子都去世了，只有我一个人活下来，有什么意义的
？And I'm so lonely because my children have all passed away. What is the meaning of my being?
所以，真的将近一百岁的人呢、啊，就是好像死人一样。
So someone who's almost 100 years old, it is as if they're almost dead.
活着的只是一个躯体呀、啊，只是一个壳子而已。
And it is just the shell of their bodies that are still alive.
那他的妻子呢？不能够生育的。
So Abram's wife could not give birth.
这是很确定的。
And this was definite.
但是呢，他还是相信呢、啊。
But however, he still believed.
为什么
？Why?
因为神曾经向他应许过，你的后裔要像天上星星那么多。
Because God had promised him that his descendants would be like the stars in heaven.
那没有孩子，怎么能够有子孙呢
？And without a son, how could he have descendants?
所以他相信以前神所告诉他的话不会落空的。
So he believed that the promise of God would not fall short.
结果真的神，全能的神呢，就是这个事实让他成就。
And truly, the Almighty God allowed this promise to be so.
结果他就生一个孩子叫做以撒。
And he had a son called Isaac.
那他有信心。
And so he had faith.
那圣经说啊，这个就能够将荣耀归给神。
And the Bible says that this gave glory to God.
因为圣经说啊，只要相信就能够看到神的荣耀。
Because the Bible tells us that as long as we have faith, we can see the glory of God.
不是神不能啊。
And it's not that God is
unable. 只是我们没有信心去领受而已。
But rather, we do not have the faith to accept.
信仰的路程啊，就是完全靠信心在走的。
So this this journey of faith, we walk on it through faith.
基督徒为什么很特别？
And why are Christians very special?
我们信耶稣的人跟没有信耶稣的人都是一样啊，外表都是一样的。
So outwardly, we Christians look the same as those who are not.
我们也是要吃饭呢。
And we need to eat.
我们要去上学呀。
We need to go to school.
我们去上班呢。
We need to work.
我们要睡觉啊。
We need to sleep.
有时候我们会生病呢。
And sometimes we also
会感冒啊。
We get colds.
这个都大家都是一样。
And in this way, we are all the same.
当然，基督徒跟非基督徒所不一样的地方就是信啊，一个信而已。
But Christians differ from non-Christians in their belief.
因为基督徒相信我们的神呢是全能的神。
Because Christians believe that the God whom we worship is Almighty.
因此我们生活就叫指望。
So we in living we have hope.
我们的生命就非常的活泼。
And our lives are full of vitality.
在基督徒的字典里头没有失望这两个字。
And in the concept of Christians, there's no such thing as despair.
怎么会失望呢？
Why would we ever be in despair?
怎么会伤心呢？
Why would be sad?
我们神是全能的神啊。
Because our God is the Almighty
God. 亚伯兰到100岁的时候，他要到90岁不可能生育的年龄。
And at 99 years old, at the age where they could not have children.
神让他成就了。
God fulfilled his promise.
因为我们神是全能的神。
Because our God is Almighty.
啊，这个就影响他的一生啊。
So this affected his entire life.
说有一次啊，他的孩子就长大了。
And later on, when his son had grown up,
啊，神就告诉亚伯兰说：“好，这个时候你的孩子已经长大了，你要把你的孩子啊献给我。”
God said, "Now your child is grown up. You need to offer him to me."
啊，当时献呢，不是说啊叫他去当传道啊。
And when he said this offering up, it did not mean that he was
啊，你去服侍神啊，去传福音呢、啊。
That he would go and preach and serve God.
不是啊，当时的献就是把孩子杀了。
But rather, it meant that he had to kill his own son.
然后活活的烧在祭坛上烧。
And to burn him on an altar.
啊，用这是旧约时代呀、啊。
And this was the way it was in the Old Testament.
当今天的话，不能这样做了、啊。
But of course, we cannot do this today.
但是以前呢、啊，他们的献祭就是这样子的方法。
But in those days, that is how they offered sacrifices.
那神说啊，你要这样子做，把你的孩子杀了，然后献给我。
So God said, you must kill your son and offer him up to me.
可是杀了以后，他就没孩子了、啊。
But if he was to kill him, then he would no longer have a son.
那神的这个吩咐对亚伯兰来说是一个很不可思议的事情。
And this request of God was inconceivable.
就是说 ，not make sense 啊。
Because it did not make any sense.
可是亚伯兰他才相信呢、啊。
However, Abraham believed.
他就照着做。
And he did accordingly.
那为什么他会照着去做呢
？And why was he able to do this?
因为神的吩咐是一个很不可思议的事情。
Because this instruction of God was unthinkable.
是一个违反伦理的事情。
And this was against
违反道德的事情
familial relationships
这违反父子之情这个天性的事情啊，怎么可以杀自己的孩子啊
and it rebelled against all beliefs of father-son relationships
但是他相信
but he still believed
他相信什么
what did he believe
他为什么会照理去做
and why did he do so
对一个很不寻常的吩咐怎么会照理去做
and why did he follow such an extraordinary instruction
要是今天轮到我们的话
And if today it was us,
我们会不会去做呢
？Would we do it?
可能就会跟神 argue 啊。
Maybe we might argue with God.
啊，这个怎么可能
？How can it be so?
但是他怎么想呢
？But what did he think?
请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上这便是那欢喜领受应许的将自己独生的儿子献上论到这儿子曾有话说从以撒生的要成为您的后裔十九他以为神还能够叫死人从死里复活他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来当时他的心是怎么想呢
So what did he think in his heart?
圣经说、啊、这个以撒是他所亲爱的儿子
The Bible says that Isaac was his beloved son, his only begotten son.
假如只有一个儿子的话，要献上也比较简单了，因为只有一个。假如那个儿子不乖的话，反正不乖嘛，就杀就趁这个时候嘛，应该是神说的，把他杀掉啊，因为他很不乖呀。
And if the son did not behave well, then perhaps it might be easier to kill him and offer.
但是圣经说啊，这是他所爱的儿子，很乖呀，以撒很乖巧。
The Bible says that Isaac was very good and Abraham loved him very much.
那么一个乖巧的孩子要把他杀了。
So he had to kill this good son.
他心怎么想呢？
So what did he think?
他想说啊，十九节，
in verse 19,
神能够叫死人复活。
That God could raise him up.
因为神只要是不叫死人复活的话，我怎么能够有后裔？我怎么以我的子孙怎么能够像天上的星星那么多啊？
Because if God could not raise him up, how would he have descendants as numerous as the stars in heaven?
所以他相信神所应许的一定能够成就。
So he believed that the promises of God would be fulfilled.
因为神曾经告诉他说，我是全能的神。
Because God had once told him, I am the Almighty God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要记住这句话。
So brothers and sisters, we must remember this.
这句话对我们的一辈子啊非常管用啊。
And this will be very useful to us throughout our lives.
我们又碰到什么问题？
Whatever difficulties we come across.
有比这个事情更严重吗？
Will it be anything that is more severe than this?
我们有时候啊，中国字啊，中国人说啊，死了死了，完了完了， right. 什么事情说啊，完了完了，迟到哎，啊、要赶飞机，哇，赶不上飞机啊，飞机快飞走了啊，完了完了。
And in Chinese, often when we face something difficult, we say, "Oh, it's the end."
哎，公司的电脑坏的。
And if the computer at work is broken,
这个作业啊，这个 project 赶不出来。
Or we can't meet our deadlines for our project.
哎，完了完了。
We say, oh, it's finished.
所以我们经常就在完了完了，总死了死了死了死定了，这个字啊，经常挂在嘴边。
So we often say, that we're done.
那事实上是不是这样子呢？
Is it truly so?
不是啊。
No.
有位弟兄啊，他是在 IBM 上班。
And there's a brother who works in IBM.
那有一次 IBM 派他去Massachusetts 呢，帮忙一家公司啊解决电脑的问题。
And the company sent him to Massachusetts to help with some computing problems for this particular company.
啊，就这电脑坏了，当机啊。
So they had computer issues.
所以他说，从纽约啊，从这个从 New Jersey 就开车到。马州去那边帮助他们解决困难。
So he drove from New Jersey to Massachusetts.
好了，第一天也没有什么结果。
And on the first day, he was not able to resolve the issue.
啊，第二天呢就比较紧张了哈，因为公司要运作了。
And on the second day, he started becoming nervous because his problem was affecting the operations of the
company. 所以第二天晚上就不敢睡觉了。
So on the second night, he dare not sleep.
还是没有什么结果。
And he was still not able to resolve.
第三天，哇，更紧张啊！
And on the third day, he was even more.
还没有什么结果。
Because he had still not found the.
电脑还是不能够 work.
And the computer still were not working.
他实在是精疲力竭的。
So he had come to the end of the road.
但是我们刚讲过。
So we just said.
在基督徒的字典里没有失望这两个字。
That in the concepts of a Christian, there's no such thing as despair.
在基督徒的字典里没有绝望这两个字。
And in the dictionary of a Christian, there's no such thing as hopeless.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么
？Why so?
为什么
？Why is it?
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为，因为。
Because.、
哎、接下来嘛，因为我们的神呢是全能的神。
Because our God is an almighty God.
所以他就趴在电脑上祷告。
So he knelt before.
因为他已经精疲力竭了。
He knelt before his computer and he prayed.
啊，祷告完以后。
And after his prayer.
他想说试试看呢。
He thought I'll give it a go.
他在把电脑打开。
So he turned on the computer.
哎 ，work 了。
And it worked.
他有没有做什么事情呢
？He didn't even do anything.
经过三天的奋战。
After three days of struggle.
不眠不休的工作。
And working continuously.
没有什么结果。
Without any results.
现在祷告以后。
And then after he prayed.
打开电脑。
He turned on the computer.
哎，能够工作了。
And it was fine.
他做了什么事情？没有啊。
So he didn't even do anything.
就把它开而已啊。
He just turned it on.
因为我们主啊是全能的神。
Because our God is Almighty.
加州有位姐妹。
And there's a sister in California.
她结婚很多年了。
And she had been married for many years.
她都没有孩子。
And she did not have any children.
那个，我也问她很多人都问她说，哎，怎么还没有孩子的？
And myself and many other people asked her, why do you not have children yet?
啊，我也曾经问过她了。
And I have asked her before myself.
啊，她说啊，这个我先生啊不喜欢孩子。
And she said, oh, because my husband doesn't like children.
啊，那我们就当为真嘛，对不对？因为她先生不喜欢孩子，那没办法，是他们的决定啊。
So we believed her and thought that was her decision because her husband didn't like children.
啊，有一天呢，这个姐妹怀孕了。
This sister became pregnant.
啊，怀孕就哎，你先生不喜欢孩子，啊，先生没怀孕呢，啊，那你先生会不会很生气呀？
So we said to her, we thought your husband doesn't like children. Is he angry that you're pregnant now?
他说不是啊，这个不是这样子啊，这个是神迹啊。
And she said, it's not so. Actually, this is a miracle.
我不能够怀孕不是因为我先生不喜欢孩子啊，是因为我本身有问题，只是不好意思说，所以我就推脱是我先生不喜欢孩子，其实不是。
I actually had my own issues. That's why I couldn't conceive, and I just said that my husband didn't like children as an excuse.
因为她小时候经过一场手术，这个姐妹啊，小时候经过手术。
Because when she was young, she had surgery.
手术以后她就不能生了。
And after that surgery, she was barren.
这个确定了，因为她的爸爸，这个姐妹的爸爸是医生。
And this was definite because her father was a doctor.
所以他的爸爸也知道他的女儿不能够生。
And the father also knew that her, his son, her.
可是他爸爸还没有信耶稣啊。
But her father had not yet believed.
啊，这个姐妹啊，就一直跟她的父亲啊传福音。
So the sister continued to preach to her father.
父亲还是不听。
And he did not listen to her.
后来她就跟神祷告啊。
So then she prayed to God.
说神啊，我看要叫我爸爸相信啊，除非你叫我生啊，因为我爸爸知道我不能生，你叫我生的话，我爸爸一定会相信的。
Said God, the only way for my father to believe is if I can conceive.
结果她真的怀孕了。
So she conceived.
啊，怀孕了就生一个 baby 啊。
And she had a baby.
这个 baby 就是我问她说，九十岁的老奶奶能不能生个啊，生了那个 baby 啊，就是她。
And her baby is the one that I asked. Can a 90-year-old woman give birth?
啊，这个小女孩啊，现在大概已经六岁了。
And this little girl now is about 6 years old.
啊，她生了以后，她的爸爸很觉得很奇妙啊。
So after she gave birth, her father thought this was truly miraculous.
啊，感谢主，她的爸爸也来信了，她的妈妈也信了。
And thank God that both her mother and father came to believe.
啊，她本来是不能够生的。
And before she was barren.
这是很确定的。
And this was for sure.
但神让她怀孕生孩子。
But God allowed her to conceive and have a child.
所以我们的神啊，真的全能的神啊。
So our God truly is Almighty.
那亚伯兰他把这个信念呢，再传给他的孩子。
And Abraham preached this message to his son Isaac.
一样的，我们要把这个信念呢传给我们的子孙呢。
So likewise, we need to pass this on to our descendants.
所以以后当我们子孙发生问题的时候
，So when our children come across difficulties,
这个机会能够帮助他们渡过难关。
This phrase can help them to overcome their problems.
我们看看他的孩子发生什么事情呢
？So let's see what happened to his son.
请看创世纪。
Let's turn back to Genesis.
创世纪二十八章。
Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章啊。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章二十一节。
Chapter 25 verse 21.
二十一。
21.
以撒因他妻子不能够生育，就要为他祷告神啊，神就应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百就怀了孕啊。以撒就是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So Isaac is the son of Abraham.
那以撒呢？他以后结婚呢
？So Isaac was married.
哎，可是孩子，他的妻子啊，不能够生育。
However, his wife was barren.
哇，怎么办呢
？So what were they to do?
哎，以前他爸爸告诉他。
And before his father had told him.
我们的神啊，是全能的神。
The God whom we worship is Almighty.
所以他听进去了。
So he had listened and heard.
啊，现在他也不能够生育。
And now his wife was barren.
啊，怎么办呢？
What were they to do?
啊，只好来求这位神啊。
So they called out to God.
因为神是全能的神。
Because his God is Almighty.
啊，当时他碰到很大的难题呀。
And so he'd come across a great difficulty.
啊，当时他们必须要生育呀，因为要有后代来帮助他们管理家业。
And they needed to conceive and have offspring to take care of the family.
因为当时是一个农业社会呀。
And because they were farmers at the time.
啊，所以要种田呢。
So they needed to farm.
现在不能够生孩子。
But they could not have children.
谁能够帮助他？
And who could help them?
没有一个人能够帮助他。
There was no one who could help.
只有全能的神能够帮助他。
Only the Almighty God could help.
所以他就祷告神。
So he prayed to God.
啊，结果他就真的怀孕了。
And she conceived.
所以他的爸爸把神是全能的神这个观念，这个信念， 告诉他孩子。
So his father had passed on this message about the Almighty God to his son.
啊，这是第一次啊。
And this is the first time.
那第二次。
The second time.
再看二十六章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 26, verse 1.
二十六章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时候又有饥荒。以撒就要往基拉去，到了非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。第二
，Verse two，
神向以撒显现说啊，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亲亚伯拉罕所起的誓。啊，当时发生饥荒了。
So there was a time of famine.
那一个地方为什么会发生饥荒呢
？So why is it that a land would have famine？
就是没有下雨呀、
啊。Because there was no rain。
没有下雨的话，土地就很贫瘠呀、啊，土地就很干呐、
啊。And without rain, the land is very dry。
不但是干，还会裂开。
And not only is it dry, it will crack open。
啊，我们可能有这种体验呢、啊。
And we probably experienced this before。
啊，所以很多人饥饿。
So many people were in hunger.
啊，既然不能够耕种的话，当然要往别的地方移动啊。
And because they cannot grow anything, they need to move elsewhere.
因为别的地方没有饥荒啊。
Because in other places they do not
have
famine.
别的地方那个草原可能很绿啊。
And perhaps they have very fertile land there.
啊，所以以撒他也想要搬家。
So Isaac also wanted to move.
可是神告诉他。
But God said to him.
不用搬，不用搬。
Do not go.
不要那么麻烦了。
You don't need to bother with this.
因为我是全能的神。
Because I am the Almighty God.
你还要留在这里。
You must stay here.
我要向你父亲呢、啊，来实现我向你父亲所应的许。
And I will fulfill the oath which I swore to your father.
不要搬哦。
Do not move.
好，假如我们在这边失业的，没有工作了。
So if we lose our jobs.
那、这个休斯顿地区啊，经济萧条。
And the economy in Houston is very bad.
很多人没有工作。
And a lot of people do not have work.
很多人无家可归。
And a lot of people become homeless.
可能我们会受影响啊。
Perhaps we may also be affected.
啊，想象说现在大家都很多人呐、啊、没有工作。
So let us imagine that a lot of people do not have jobs.
啊，当然我们在往别的地方去找工作啊。
And of course we would want to move to find another job.
哎呀，达拉斯有很多工作机会。
And there might be a lot of jobs in Dallas.
啊，那么就移动嘛，对不对
？So then we move to Dallas.
要搬去那边，那边有很多工作机会啊，在请人呐、啊。
And because there are a lot of job opportunities there.
啊，大家搬去那边的话，这边就空了。
But if everyone was to move, then the place would be empty. And there may only be 10 people attending service.
为了避免这个情形发生，神就说不要搬，不要搬啊，不要搬。
So in order to avoid this, God says, "Do not move."
我有办法让你有工作。
I have a way to help you to have a job.
可是你想说，哎，这边都经济萧条，我的朋友。我的邻居都没有工作，我怎么会有工作呢
？And you may think that we're in a recession. My friends and my neighbors do not have jobs. How can I find work?
好，再请看啊，二十六章，二十六章的十二节。
Let's look at chapter 26, verse 12.
二十六章的十二节。
Chapter 26, verse 12.
以撒在那个地方耕种，那一年有百倍的收成。神祝福他，十三节。
13.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户，成了有钱人了。14。
14.
他又很多的牛群羊群又有许多的仆人非利士人就嫉妒他你看他本来是一无所有啊是在住在一个饥荒的地方
So before he had nothing and he was living in a land of famine
可是神告诉他
But God told him
不用搬家
Do not go
我有办法
I have a way
为什么我是全能的神啊
And why is that? Because I am
Almighty God 结果以撒他的凭着信心
So Isaac through faith
留在那里
He stayed there
结果那一年呢他有百倍的收成
And in that year, he reaped 100-fold.
这是不可能的、啊。
And this is not possible.
每一个人都没有东西吃啊，大家都没东西吃啊。
Because everyone had nothing to eat.
因为没有下雨。
Because there was no rain.
土地裂开。
And the ground cracked open.
不能够耕种。
And they could not grow anything.
那只有他。
But only Isaac.
收成要百倍。
He reaped 100-fold.
我们看啊，这个就是他的父亲啊，亚伯拉罕所遗留给他的资产、遗产。
And we see that this is the inheritance that his father had left.
亚伯拉罕所留给他遗产是不是很多的产业呢
What did Abraham leave for his son?
不是啊，只有一句话。
He did not leave a lot of
possessions. 我们的神是全能的神。
He only left for him this phrase that our God is the Almighty God.
弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们晚上回去的时候
，When we go home at night,
趁我们记得啊
，Let us remember.
赶快告诉我们的子女。
Just tell our children.
我们的神是全能的神。
Our God is an Almighty God.
虽然我们子女今天来聚会了。
So we must allow our children to come to church.
对我的话可能听不懂。
And
因为我们是大人呐、啊，讲大人的话。
They may not fully understand.
这个小朋友可能听不懂哈、
啊。So the children may not understand.
啊，不会听不懂，就是他们是讲话、啊。 可能不专心听呢。
So they may not be listening and they're talking.
所以回去要再讲一次啊。
So when you go home, you need to tell them again.
我们还记得再告诉他们一次。
So you need to tell them again.
啊，现在肚子里有 baby 的啊，生出来以后要告诉他们，我们神是全能的神。
So if you are pregnant, when you have your child, you need to tell them our God is an almighty God.
像以撒一样，受用无穷。
Just like Isaac.
啊，那他也把这个消息，把这个信息再告诉他的下一代。
So he also told this message to the next generation.
好，请看二十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章。
Genesis chapter 28.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三。
Verse 3.
愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族，将应许亚伯兰的福啊赐给你，看你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居之地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。以撒年老了，要祝福雅各。
So in his old age, Isaac was to bless Jacob.
他还提到全能的神。
And he also mentioned this God Almighty.
所以雅各他也从他的父亲那边呢得到这个信息。
So Jacob had also received this message from his father.
所以他自己要体验呢。
So he was to experience this for himself.
我们看创世纪三十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis 35.
三十五章十一节。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 11.
神又对他说啊，我是全能的神，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而出，有君王也要从你出来。啊，这是神也再一次啊告诉他，确定啊，他是全能的神。
So these are the words of God to Jacob, and he says, I am God Almighty.
好，那么再看回来。创世纪三十二章。
And let's turn back to Genesis chapter 32.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
三十二章的第九节。
Verse 9.
创世纪三十二章第九节。
Genesis 32 verse 9.
雅各说：“神，我主亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾经对我说，你回本族本地去啊，我要厚待你。”第十节。
10.
你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河。你看他以前只有那个杖，他是两手空空的，只有一根拐杖而已的。
So before he had nothing but the staff in his hand.
如今呢，却成了两队。
But now he has two companies.
啊，这是他的体验呢。
And this was his experience.
你看，我们不用留什么给我们的子孙呢。
So we do not need to leave anything for our descendants.
只要留神是全能的神。
As long as we let them know that God is God Almighty.
就是我们没有留什么东西给我们子孙的话。
And even if we have no possessions to pass on to
them. 他也能够成为两队。
They also can have their own two companies.
他也能够有两间房子啊。
They can have two houses.
他可能也有两间公司啊。
They may have two companies under
them. 他可能有两部车子啊。
They may have two cars.
因为是两队人马。
Because there
are, 两队。
Because there are two.
两队是双倍的祝福啊。
So that means there is a double blessing.
因为是二嘛，两双重的祝福。
Because there are two.This is a
所以我们不用怕，只要把这句话，神说我是全能的神，告诉我们子孙。
So we do not need to fear as long as we tell our descendants that God is the Almighty God.
那我们今天是信耶稣啊。
So today, seeing as we believe in God,
我们主耶稣就是全能的神。
Our Lord Jesus is the Almighty God.
啊，请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter
9. 第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse
6. 以赛亚书九章第六节。
Isaiah 9 verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。啊，这位婴孩就是指的以后要降生的主耶稣基督。
This child referenced here is the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督，他是奇妙的测试。
So the Lord Jesus is the wonderful counselor.
哎，就是啊，奇妙的顾问呢、啊。
And he is the wonderful counselor.
他比律师、比医生、比所有的会计师、比什么师啊，都更奇妙、更厉害。
And he is more wonderful than any lawyer or doctor or accountant.
啊，他是全能的。
And he is almighty.
所以啊，我们主耶稣基督啊，是全能的神。
So our Lord Jesus is the almighty God.
他能够使死人复活啊。
And he can raise the dead.
他能够使瘸腿走路。
And he can cause a lame to walk.
他能够使瞎眼的看见。
And he can cause the blind to see.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们的困难哪有什么？
What problems do we have?
我们困难会比这个更严重吗？
Do we have any difficulties more severe than
this? 我们相信神。
We believe in God.
相信耶稣基督。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们今天有这位神做我们的神。
So we have this God as our God.
我们就不用怕啊。
And we do not need to fear.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
第六节。
Hebrews 13 verse 6.
我们从第五节看。
Let's read from verse 5.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews 13 verse 5.
我们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说啊，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第六，所以我们可以放胆的说啊，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能够把我怎么样呢？啊，最近我看到一个消息报道。
So, recently I saw a piece of news.
有一对姐妹啊，他们中了彩金啊，50万。有一对姐妹，他们中了乐透奖50万。
Oh, and there were two sisters that won the lottery. They won $500,000.
哇，这两个姐妹啊，就在争啊，你要得多少，我要得多少。
So they were fighting between themselves how to divide their winnings.
本来两个姐妹是很好的。
And before they had a very good relationship.
啊，现在为了50万美金呢，为了这个奖金的问题，他们两个人呢。撕破感情。
And now because of these winnings, their relationship was ruined.
因为大家贪啊。
Because they were
covetous. 哇，这个50万。
And they wanted this $500,000.
啊，应该是每一个人20万最公平嘛。
And it would make sense for them to divide by half each.
可是另外一个说啊，应该我多得是我去买的呢。
But one of them said, I bought the ticket, so I should get more.
那另外一个说，我要出钱呢。
And the other said,
平均呢。
I also paid for the ticket, so we should divide it evenly.
说大家都想多得啊。
So everyone wants more.
但是呢，要是我们的话，我们需不需要去争呢
？But if it were us, do we need to fight for this?
你会不会去争？会去争的举手。
And if you were to do so, raise your hand.
我们不会去争，对不对
？We would not.
为什么？你就是放弃也没关系呀。
And even if you forsake it altogether, it's not a
big deal. 为什么
？Why?
因为我们的神是全能的神呐。
Our God is an almighty God.
他有办法给我们100万呐。
And he can
他要办法给我们1000万。
He can give us $1 million even.
他要办法给我们更多啊。
And he can give us even more.
因为第六节说啊。
Because it tells us in verse 6.
主是帮助我的，我不用惧怕。
The Lord is my helper, I
will not fear. 人能把我怎么样呢
？What can man do to me?
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
只要他愿意的话。
And as long as he is willing.
我们就可以很多啊。
We can have everything.
只要他不愿意，我们现在就是有很多了，就是1000万。以后也会变成空空的了。
And if he is not willing, even if we have everything today, later it will become nothing.
所以我们不用怕。
So we do not need to fear.
我们神是全能的神。
Because our God is Almighty.
还有一个更奇妙的。
And there's something even more wonderful.
啊，最后我们来看启示录。
Let's lastly turn to Revelation.
启示录十三章。
Revelation 13.
啊，十一章。
Sorry, Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章的十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15.
十五节
Verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说啊，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。十六节，在神面前坐在自己位上的24位长老，就要面伏于地敬拜神，说：昔在今在的主，全能者啊，我们感谢你，因为你执掌大权了啊，你做王了啊，这是最值得感谢的地方啊。
And so this is something worthy of thanksgiving.
世上的国成了我主和基督的国。
And the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
现在他做王。
So now he reigns.
他在我们的心中做王。
And he reigns over our hearts.
因为世上的国成了基督的国。
Because the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of Christ.
那世上的国是什么
？So what are the kingdoms of this world?
世上的国就是情欲呀。
They are our fleshly desires.
骄傲啊。
Pride.
贪心呐。
And greed.
贪吃啊。贪吃懒惰了
，and laziness，
这些都是世上的情欲的。
So all of these are the desires of the flesh。
啊，这些事情有时候我们很难去克服它。
And oftentimes it is difficult for us to overcome。
有时候我们会生气。
And we may become angry。
但是这些都要过去的。
But all of these will pass away。
我们内心啊很平安。
And we will have peace in our hearts。
因为神在我们内心做王。
Because God rules in our hearts。
帮助我们克服这些不需要的情欲。
And he helps us to overcome these fleshly desires.
所以他当王了。
So he has become king.
我们全能者当王。
And this Almighty God is king.
圣经说啊，要取一个城很容易的，要攻破一个城比较简单的。
And
要攻破啊。
And the Bible tells us that to conquer a kingdom is easy.
conquer 那个 fortified city.
It is easy to conquer a fortified city.
但是要攻破自己的心呢、啊，攻破自己的心很不容易的、啊。
But it is difficult to break down our own hearts.
啊，现在很多人啊被电脑控制。
So a lot of people nowadays are controlled by the computer.
一点很多时间在电脑上。
And they spend a lot of time in front of their computers.
还有很多小朋友啊被这个电脑的游戏啊所控制。
And there are a lot of children that are controlled by computer games.
很多人呢被电视机所控制。
And there are people who are controlled by their TVs.
很多人被这个 iPad 所控制，一定要要装个耳机这样子来听什么音乐。
And there are people that are controlled by their iPods. They need to listen to it all the time.
但是呢，我们已经能够克服这一些。
But we can overcome all of these.
因为世上的国成了基督的国。
Because the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of Christ.
我们主做王了。
So our Lord is King.
我们得到自由了。
And we have received freedom.
我们不被这些所控制的。
And we are no longer bound by these.
我们感谢主啊。
So we thank God.
因为我们的神是全能的神。
Because our God is Almighty.
能够改变我们的个性。
And He can change our character.
让我们更好。
So that we can become better.
让我们过着一个和平的生活。
So that we can live a life of peace.
让我们周遭的人，因为我们的平安，因为我们的喜乐，也跟着我们喜乐平安。
So those around us can also receive peace and joy because of us.
让我们周围的人能够认识神。
So those around us can come to know God.
能够认识我们所敬拜的神就是全能的神。
And they can come to know that the God whom we worship is Almighty.
我们真的要感谢他。
So of course we need to give thanks to Him.
我们今天得到这个信息。
And we give thanks because we've received this message.
我们要记在心上。
We need to remember this.
我们今天来聚会就没有白费了。
So then we come to church and it is not for nothing.
好，再唱诗。
So let's sing hymn.